The old rules are based on the flesh. And the old rules are based on planning and calculating and figuring it out and going in the flesh. But God may require you to just step right out of that boat and walk on water. That's big, but it's real. It's a different rule of life.
Amen.
And most Christians would rather be in a legalistic church, stay in a box, get away with their sin, and there's no pressure to live by faith. There's no pressure to walk in love. All you got to do here is keep your nose clean and make sure no one sees what you're doing. And if you think that's Christian, and if you think those people are saved, you don't have a clue. I grew up in my youth in a church like that. They were dead right all the time, and I couldn't relate. Because I knew in my heart I wasn't, and I had to come to a God where I could sit down and say, you know, if I could address this thing up to talk to you, we can't relate. And when he accepted me just as I am and I got saved, then the second thing I said is, I don't need to be around people who criticize and condemn me. I need to be celebrated. Amen. Oh, yeah. You won't spend 10 minutes longer with me than you've already robbed me off if you don't celebrate me. And you're a double fool if you mix with anyone who won't celebrate you, because all they're doing is tearing you down and sucking you dry. And people living in a box can't celebrate anybody because they've never celebrated the cross, which empowers them to come out of the box and celebrate themselves and start celebrating people. Amen. In the light of the glory of the cross and crimson love.
Amen.
People who don't celebrate you, they are dysfunctional and in sin. I'm persuaded that the whole Christian life is about celebration. But if I have to look at your flesh all day long, there's nothing to celebrate.
That's true.
Was all of sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So you think you're coming up with something new?
Yeah, right.
Great discovery. I'm a sinner. What did you think I do? Sleep in Mars at night? Why don't you celebrate the fact that I'm a new creation? I live by a new rule. And I hate making mistakes and being stupid as much as you do, Christian. And I can't stand it. And I'm as happy as you to know that there's now, therefore, no more condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I'm as excited as you for the grace of God and the love of God and the word of God and the promises of God. And I'm amazed as you that God can use even me. I am. So now why can't we celebrate one another? Because of the cross.
Amen.
The cross enables us to come out. The cross enables us to glory in something new. The cross enables us to have a celebration of Sunday on Sunday. Celebration of what? Well, I had a better week than last week. You know, you want to make me cuss in the house of God. What in the thunder are you talking about? You either followed the Holy Ghost or you didn't. How about the guys in the lion's den? They were far. That was a bad week too, wasn't it? But you wouldn't get them to confess it. How about the spies that crossed over to the promised land and they came back? What was their testimony? What a week, my goodness, it's a great place, but you should see the giants. We were like grasshoppers in their sight. And what did those darling men say? Joshua and Caleb? No. God is well able to give them to us.
That's it.
New rule.
Amen.
New rule. They're going to celebrate the goodness of God. They're going to celebrate what God is going to do for them. They're going to celebrate the fact that, hey, this isn't about us and our flesh. It's about the goodness of God that climaxed on the cross and that crimson love that sets me free and gives me permission to come out. And when I come out, I find grace greater than my sin. I find love immeasurable. And a people celebrating the same cross and the same Christ I am. Ladies and gentlemen, I would invite you to come out and meet God just as you are and say, God, I'm coming just as I am without one plea. I'm just going to plead the blood and say, my God, I don't deserve it. I've been the goofball of all goofballs. I'm counting on you forgiving me because of that blood, accepting me because of that blood, covering me because of that blood. And I'm counting on walking away from this experience with my sins as far as the east is from the west, a clean new man, thanks be to God, standing on the promises. And I'm counting on you adding me to a group of people who are just as excited as I am, who celebrate God and celebrate one another. I'm counting on folks who see my best points and continually remind me of them rather than always pointing out my junk.
Amen. Yes,
Do you need anyone to point out your junk? That's the devil's tool, and he got you in the box pointing out your junk. I'm here to say you can come out of that box, and your junk won't be pointed out. And I know the devil's telling you right now it will. Oh, it will. Oh, yeah. You're going to believe that. Yeah, believe it. Because real Christians who are born again and love God live by a new rule, and you'll find you're out how safe you are. And God forgive us for every ugly thing we've said, ever said, that the devil can now use in an argument against us to disprove the fact that we live by a new rule. God help me to never say anything again that someone might hear somewhere and say, ah, he's not living by the new rule. God help me to know no man after the flesh. God help me to say what sounds like a celebration of Gary and a celebration of Matthew and a celebration of our little darling over here. God help me to be known as one who celebrates in light of the cross. Amen. So that folks around me will be safe to come out and just say some of the most crazy things.
Amen.
And they know I'll package them in crimson love.
Amen.
And see it in the light of the goodness of God.